This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
She's a special person, a very, very fine woman. She has been so great. She has such heart. She's strong, but with great, great heart. And I want to thank you for an outstanding job. And thank you.
It's truly been something I will treasure forever. It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
How about that? Sarah Sanders out of there at the end of the month, gone from the White House, spending time with her kids, and speculation about in a couple of years running for governor of Arkansas, just like her father, who was the governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. This is where we start. So another changing of the guard at the White House, but high praise from the prez. She was somebody who could fend off the media, certainly. In that job that was tough because every single day she was answering a ton of questions about what was on Twitter, what this meant, and trying to traverse all of what was happening in the White House for the last 2.5 years, because remember, she didn't start off in that position. So with Thursday's announcement that she's leaving at the end of June, you look at who steps into that role. And I'm sure there are people that would relish the idea of being the press secretary at the White House, no matter what the scenario, and there's no shortage of candidates. But seeing the same face, listening to what was happening at the White House briefing, and really acting as the sort of the gatekeeper, I guess, for a long time, is what she was doing for all those years, as I mentioned, although she hasn't done a briefing in 95 days and has only done 8 in the last 300. So before that, there were many more briefings. In fact, in comparison, just to throw it out there because I like those little history nuggets, if you look at the most briefings that were done, they were done in 1998. And why do you think that was? Well, that was Bill Clinton. But that was the year the Republicans impeached Bill Clinton. So all these statistics, fascinating as they are compiled by the American Presidency Project. And she moves on to what could be a run for governor. We'll see, you know, what happens there. But pretty interesting to watch now, yet somebody else have to come in and step into that position. Not, like I said, not necessarily easy, or if I didn't say that, not necessarily easy to step into that role, because you are the gatekeeper armed with whatever information you have, certainly not every single detail of what's going on, but you're expected to have every single detail, and it becomes, you know, the question-answer session when you go to the briefings, especially. So looking at what else is rattling cages, I think this one gets under my skin a little bit. How about the two oil tankers that were rocked by the explosions in the Gulf of Oman? And this is just 1 month after the U.S. blamed Iran for sabotaging 4 other tankers in that area. So the U.S. Navy scrambled after the attack on the oil tankers in the Gulf. And just looking at some of the video from it, because I got a closer look at some video, it is pretty scary to see, I have to say. The national and English language newspaper that's based in the UAE identified one of these ships, if you follow along, as the MT Front Altair. The tanker was on fire and adrift. 23 crew members were rescued, thank goodness. But a spokesperson for Taiwan's state oil refinery, which chartered the tanker, said it was suspected of being hit by a torpedo. That's what they said. Hit by a torpedo. So that's why the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet confirmed it was assisting the two vessels after what they called a reported attack. They didn't elaborate. They're still looking into it. They didn't elaborate about the extent of the damage or the cause of the explosions when it happened. But Iranian state TV reported that the 44 survivors had been evacuated to an Iranian port, and they tweeted an image of that front altar on fire with smoke coming out of it. So the Japanese Trade Ministry confirmed the two vessels had Japanese-related cargo. And was this meant to send a message to the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, who is in Tehran, trying to ease up tensions between Iran and the United States? So was that the reason that they were hit? Now, Tehran is saying that they had instructed any form of attack on Gulf shipping or Saudi oil installations. But Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, blamed Iran for the attacks and say it's the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for these attacks in the Gulf of Oman. Oh, my, oh, my. So you look at Brent crude, and it spiked by 4% in trading following news of the attack. It's up over $62 a barrel. And you look at the smoke billowing out. Boy, oh boy, and you just think, whew, it is retaliation. It seems like retaliation. Looks like retaliation, but is it that what it is? Because otherwise, what's the torpedo for, right? What does that mean? What does it mean? All right, the Democratic debates. While we can talk about some of the investigation in Oman and so important, the Democratic debates are getting underway, the crowded race of two dozen candidates. But the first televised debates are getting closer and closer and closer. Less than 3 weeks away, in fact, as I was looking up today. And they had to have a qualifying round because there's so many who have jumped into the race. In order to qualify for the debates in June and July, you have to earn at least 1% of voter support in three national polls approved by the DNC, or get enough donations from at least 65,000 people from 20 different states, 200 unique donors per state. So what does the schedule look like? End of June, 26th, 27th, Miami, July 30th and 31st, Detroit, and then September 12th and 13th. They don't know where that location is going to be. That's going to be another debate. I mean, look, the stakes for the Democrats have to be high, and then you got to think of the lower-ranking candidates. They risk losing the necessary exposure to gain national support if they don't hit the mark. So these are important moments for the Democratic candidates if they're going to move on. Although, who is number one in the polls? Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. I mean, the highest polling candidates for the first debate, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, Julian Castro. I feel like it's like a line. I'm like reading a lineup. Wow. And this even goes deeper than that, too. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
This segment, wow, surprised by my pal Jordan Spieth. Like Jordan Spieth, golfer on the PGA Tour, but it's the U.S. Open. It's all about what's happening on the West Coast in Pebble Beach. And he was at even par when his tee shot on the par fourth rolled and rolled down the fairway until it ran out of grass. Fell over the cliff and down the rocks below. After a penalty drop, he sent his third shot flying over the green into the rough, and he muttered to himself, two perfect shots. He then turned to his caddy, Michael Greller, and said, two perfect shots, Michael. You got me in the water on one and over the green on the other. But unfortunately, Spieth was caught on open mic, because it was mic'd up. So golf fans watching at home didn't like the way he attacked his caddy like a disobedient dog, some say. Wow. And Twitter, because, you know, all news breaks on Twitter, Jordan Spieth completely called out his caddy on national TV, whether the caddy misjudged it or not. That's a Bush League move. At the end of the day, you're the one hitting the golf ball. Hashtag U.S. Open. That's what one guy tweeted. Another one said, two perfect shots, Michael. You got me one in the water and one over the green. That's a long way from the Jordan Spieth who used to only use the first person plural when discussing his success. So he'd always give credit to his caddy and deflect success. And then there was a shot of Steve Carell saying, I'll kill you. You just can't get away with anything. And everything is interpreted through the magic of Twitter, isn't it? That's exactly what happens. So if you make the mistake of calling someone out and you're a huge golf star and it's the U.S. Open, then it's going to be hashtagged to death all day long. And that's exactly what happened there. Hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. All day long. Ask the president. He can tell you all about tweets and retweets and reaction, because that's what you get. Honestly, that's what you get when you become somebody who jumps onto Twitter for that one or two cycles. Just for fun, because we never cover celebrity news, not that much anyway. We do take you to the movies. But other than that, this was a political family I thought worth mentioning, because there is a definite tie to politics. Catherine Schwarzenegger. Sound familiar? The name? Weren't you invited? She had an Armani gown. Are you surprised? For her wedding to Chris Pratt, who's a famous movie star. According to People, because they break all celebrity news, Schwarzenegger had a short veil with her mother, the one she wore, in 1986. So with her decision, I guess they decided to do that. Shriver and Schwarzenegger's father, Arnold Schwarzenegger, were married 25 years before announcing a separation in 2011. We all know that old story. And anyway, they got hitched, and then they tweeted out a picture of their wedding and said that they were so grateful, that it's the best day of their life. They became husband and wife in front of God, their families, and those they love. It was intimate, moving, and emotional, and we feel blessed to begin this new chapter of our lives, period. So that's it. They move on and are now husband and wife. And will they go on to any politics? I doubt it. Seems more the celebrity road, certainly for Chris Pratt. Catherine, I don't know much about her. But we know that Maria Shriver comes from the political background, and obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger did, having been the governor of California. Oof. Would you want that job now, governor of California? I'd have to say no. The answer is no. With everything that's happening there, I mean, they've drained the coffers, and of course all of the natural disasters make it incredibly, incredibly tough. Elon Musk, he can't help himself. If it's a little of this and a little of that, he's always going to find his way into the conversation. He announces a Tesla car games at E3. What does that mean, Tesla car games at E3? Well, Beach Buggy Racing 2 and Fallout Shelter. That's what he announced. So he says Beach Buggy Racing 2 would be available. He said that along with the steering wheel, the brake would be wired into the game. Well, that's interesting. He announced, along with his stage mate, Bethesda Softworks executive Todd Howard, whoever that is, that the simulation game Fallout Shelter would also be coming to Tesla cars. So that is kind of interesting. You would have a 30-style graphics, and you would pay back the devil with this fight you're having, and all three games would be available to every Tesla model with an over-the-air software update. So that's pretty interesting. And, of course, gaming couldn't be bigger, so the E3 Gaming Expo is crazy. Fans from all over the country and all over the world came out to see what was new in the gaming world. And so that's one of the examples, because there's all kinds of games, there's all kinds of testing from Nintendo to whoever. And you know that I took us to Complexity here on the show and met with Jason Lake, a few weeks ago, and I was fascinated by the incredible setup he has and how he told me that gamers were like free agents, but they treat them like athletes. They weren't the guys that you're thinking of in the dungeon or basements playing games until the wee hours and getting no sleep and eating crummy food, and that some of these gamers make, I mean, millions and millions of dollars. They could have a monthly salary of $20,000 or more. So this is serious stuff. So you can also get a degree in gaming. Isn't that crazy? Well, it used to be stop playing that game. Now it's keep playing that game. You're showing some real chops for it. Maybe you're next to be the hero, the winner of the game. And I had a chance to meet, and I talked about this on the air, Dreamy, who won this last 2018 Madden, and he's incredible, nice, incredibly nice guy, incredibly talented, and sadly, he was in Jacksonville when the nut opened fire and a couple of his friends were killed, and that was sad, and that was at a Madden deal, one of those rounds that they were playing in. But gaming could not be healthier, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. In fact, radio even announced that there are people that are doing audio streaming, the audio of it, because there's people that want to hear some of the bigger competitions. That's not new, but just that it's become that much bigger that there's more offerings for you to be able to see it, feel it, be in the middle of those games, which is really wild, and of course a much different, I think, scenario when you feel like you're at the game, and that's what's become very, very popular recently. If you're not playing the game, if you're not competing, you can still be involved with the game. Speaking of being involved, at one point, when I first got out of college, I had a job because I was sure I was going to work in a doctor's office. I was going to work at an amusement park, and I was going to make as much money as I could and save it all up. Well, the Lasso of Truth is a 17-story swinging pendulum ride that is housed where I used to work, Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. 40 riders spin counterclockwise circles in floorless seats on a massive disc. They reach speeds of close to 75 miles an hour. They announced that they were going to open this ride last August. Very, very big. And supposedly the reaction to the ride has been good. I don't know. To be 75 miles an hour, floorless, I think I'm going to have to pass on that. Give me an old-fashioned roller coaster. That's good enough of a thrill for me. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm John Hunt. The United States continues to blame Iran for attacks on two oil tankers last week in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation the ongoing crackdown on Tehran must continue.
We continuously update option sets for the president. We've taken a handful of those actions to increase the opportunity to convince Iran that these actions aren't in their best interest, and it appears to be Iran that wants to continue to escalate this conflict.
President Trump is lashing out at the New York Times after its report that the United States has bored into Russia's power grid, installing malware in an effort to deter future cyber activity by Moscow. U.S. officials have said for years that Russia has tried many times to infiltrate the U.S. power grid through hacking. The U.S. now is attempting to do the same to Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So let's put the spotlight on a book that is so interesting, Marathon, Never Ever Give Up. And people who know me know that that's definitely what I'm all about. John Herbert is about the same thing. He joins us now from Canada. And I'll tell you what, it's interesting that he's spent time in a few different places and has come up with what I think is an incredibly interesting read. Perfect for the beach, the plane, or wherever you're out and about. John, thank you so much for popping on with us.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me. And may I say how lovely you look today.
That's right. The virtualness of it all, as you're in the virtual green
virtual
room.
Virtual reality.
Exactly. So explain Marathon and what made you decide to write this novel, Marathon.
Well, Marathon is a two-story book. Part of the book is about a marathon, and the other half is about learning how to love. For you see, my main character is the original angry young man.
And, yes, and I love that. So as you said, it's two different books, and I love how you explained that beautifully. So I wanted to just jump in for a second and tell us about, as you were going down that path, tell us about your angry young man.
Early in his career, he was very, very fast on the track. He could outrun anybody. And early on, he discovered that the other guys didn't play fair because of that. So if he got angry at them, that was his motivation to win, to beat other people. As he went through his life and entered his early 20s, he realized that anger was a detriment. And he, when he returned to the track, he realized that he had to learn how to love before he could win the final race.
Yeah, so how does he learn how to love?
Through pain. There is so much pain in life for all of us, and there is so much pain on the track when you're running, especially in a marathon. You know, that takes over 2 hours, 130 minutes for the best in the world today, 128. There's a lot of pain involved. And besides the actual, excuse me, the physical action of running, a person has to learn how to deal with the pain, just as he does in life. And that's what my book is all about.
Yeah,
it's about life. It's about running.
It's about life and running. You're right. So as I said in the beginning, never, ever give up. And that are those words that you've lived by?
Absolutely. In fact, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I have quite a few sayings that I've developed over the years, along with never, ever, ever give up. Or should I say I've developed them through the writing of this novel. If there are no bad times, the good times are meaningless, is another one I use.
Mm.
If everything is always good to you, they don't mean anything. But if you have to suffer through pain, and then you come into some good times, they mean something to you. Another saying I have, especially when you're playing sports, well, no, if you're doing anything, if you let your mind wander, you're lost, you're defeated. So what you should do is concentrate on the mechanics and eliminate concern for the consequences. This would allow, say, a pitcher, relief pitcher on the mound, would help him to not hear the roars of abuse from 50,000 people and allow him just to concentrate on the job he's doing. A more meaningful saying, it comes from one of my characters, only love can defeat the diavolo. Obviously, this person is an Italian. It's my character's
background.
Father, not from,
yeah.
So I have sayings like that.
Wow, it's so interesting. We're talking to John Herbert. Again, the book is Marathon. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can go to his website, too, as well, MarathonJohnHerbert.com. And it became two books. You said that. So it's interesting. Did you purposely set out to make two books, or did it just turn out that way when it started to pour out of you?
It just turned out that way when it started to pour out of me, Kate.
Yeah.
It was really incredible. Excuse me. It seems that when you write, your characters take on a life of their own, and your writing comes back to you and tells you what to do. In the very beginning, 18 years ago, in 2001, when I started writing this book, I was under doctor's orders to rest because I had a wee heart condition. I was scheduled for angioplasty. And although that's not as severe as a bypass, it was serious enough for my doctor to tell me to rest, to take it easy. I had my own company at that time, so I could spend more time at home. And one day, early in 2001, I'm lying on the couch, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm thinking, what am I doing here? I'm better than this. You don't lie around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My wife was a nurse, and she had been off to work. But I'm lying there, and I'm thinking, this thought pops into my mind, like, why don't you write that book? I'm thinking, well, that's a big job. Another thought pops into my mind, and I'm laughing here because it was quite strange that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And so I took that step, crossed the room to our desk, took out a pad of paper and a pen. I sat down, and at the top of the first page, I printed the word marathon. And then I realized that I may be getting instructions from somebody somewhere else. And so I looked up at the ceiling and I said, okay, what's next? So then I proceeded to write. And then, not knowing what I was going to write, I'm 53 years old at this time, and it's 35 years since I'd been in high school at the age of 18, where I was a terrific writer and a terrific flunky in science and mathematics. I thought, maybe I can't even write anymore. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
So I'm thinking, well, can you still write an outline? I'm thinking, sure, I can write an outline. So I sat there writing this outline for a 10-chapter novel. Many things I wanted to say in sequential order. And when I was done, I looked up on the wall, and holy cow, it was 5 o'clock. 3 hours had gone by without me even realizing it. And from there, it was just progression after progression, you know. Courses at the local college to learn how to use a computer. And I took another course and visits to the library, and I bought some books on how to write, et cetera, et cetera. And eventually, I turned on with a finished product. And I made my dream come true.
I love this story because for people listening, you can do it. And John said it. It starts with that one step, and you made that one step across the room. What do you hope people take away from reading Marathon?
I hope it gives people the motivation, the incentive to get up off the couch and do it themselves. Because everybody in this world has talent. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be carpentry or knitting, whatever. Everybody has something that they are as good as or better than anybody else. So all you have to do is get up off the couch and, like Mr. Nike says, go do it or just do it. That's what I think they can get from it, as well as perhaps they'll realize that anger, money, sex don't rule this world anymore. This world is about love. If we want to progress and grow as human beings and enter God's realm, we have to learn to love, because that is a prerequisite to get to heaven. And I think maybe that's what this book is about. It's about love, and it's about getting to heaven, and it's about the pain and suffering that and hurt that we suffer through our lives.
And then ultimately how you come off on the other side, because you talked about that you have that pain, but then what happens when you go through that pain? So many lessons in this. There's no question about it. Like I said, you can take it with you and make it a project and read it all the way through. You can pick it up on Amazon.com, or you can go to John's website, MarathonJohnHerbert.com. Thank you so much for coming on, and I wish you the best of luck, John.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And just let me say again how lovely you look today.
I love that sense of humor. Thank you, John.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Health. Wow, so important. June is National Men's Health Month. Did you know it? So think about a campaign called Health Below the Belt. So pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Stacy Loeb, a urologist at New York University's Langone Health and Manhattan VA. And I'll tell you what, she's got quite a pedigree. Besides that, you can catch her on her own show, on the Men's Health Show she does on Sirius XM Radio. She's internationally recognized as an expert in men's health. So who better to join us than Dr. Loeb? Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this. It's interesting. We talk about women and we talk about breast cancer and self-exams, but what about men and testicular self-exams? I've never even heard of guys doing this, but my gosh, it's so vital, isn't it?
Well, definitely. You know, testicular cancer is actually the most common cancer in men ages 15 to 34. So, you know, young guys in their 20s, probably cancer is the last thing on their radar. But actually, testicular cancer most commonly presents as just a painless lump on the testicle. And there's usually a several-month delay in the time that this presents to the physician. So I think it's really important for us to get the word out there that for young men to be checking their testicles, and if they ever feel any kind of lump, that they should really go right away to the doctor.
And then, you know, so in your 20s, you start doing that and you get used to that. Are you paying attention, guys, that are listening to this show? And then you jump into your 30s and, you know, you have an increase, right, Doc, for other things that can happen that you need to stay pretty proactive and on top of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think men just need to be aware of these health issues even from an early age. You know, things like smoking can have a huge impact later. It is the number one cause of bladder cancer. Even vaping has been potentially associated with bladder cancer, and that's definitely been increased in popularity and in the younger population. You know, and then in the 30s, other things can start to set in: cholesterol, blood pressure, even diabetes or pre-diabetes, and all of these things can affect the urinary health and erections. So definitely very important to try to keep blood pressure under control, to keep the cholesterol normal, because any kind of buildup in the arteries is going to hinder the blood flow into the penis, in addition to all of the other cardiovascular impact of these conditions.
So we move forward from that, and then when do you start to ask your doctor or start to get those prostate cancer screenings? When is it right?
Yeah, so great question. Really in the 40s and 50s is when men should start to talk to their doctor about prostate cancer screening. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in U.S. men. Fortunately, most of it is caught early due to screening, but there really are just not any symptoms at an early stage. So that's why getting tested. There's a lot of fear and misconceptions around prostate cancer testing. Part of the examination can involve a finger in the rectum or the digital rectal exam. So this prostate exam can cause a lot of fear among men. Mm-hmm. But actually, the main part of the testing is just a blood test called PSA. So, you know, if you're really fearful about the finger test, I wouldn't allow that to be a deterrent from discussing prostate cancer at all, because the blood test is really a critical part of the screening.
Wow, I'm so glad you said that, because you're absolutely right. We certainly know that there's jokes about that, comedians, etc., but it's no joke if you end up with prostate cancer. I don't want to see anyone be in that situation, so I'm so glad you emphasized that. We're speaking with Dr. Stacy Loeb, and Doctor, what about the signs and symptoms of prostate cancer? What are some of the signs you might see?
Well, so interestingly, prostate cancer forms in the back part of the prostate, not really near much of anything, and so it doesn't really cause any symptoms at all until it gets really large, where, you know, it could maybe block off the flow of urine, or even when it spreads to the bones, and men with advanced prostate cancer might come in because they broke a bone because cancer was in the bones, or they're having a lot of bone pain, but, you know, hopefully we never want to get to that point. So, you know, through the screening test at a time when there aren't any symptoms, the idea is to try to catch the cancer early so that it would not have the opportunity to progress to one of those really painful kind of situations.
Yeah. Who's at the most risk in the demographics out there?
So, you know, age is a big factor for prostate cancer risk. Definitely, it just continues increasing over the course of a man's lifetime. Also, African American men have a higher risk of prostate cancer, and men with a family history. So really important, even at a young age, for men to find out not only the male members of their family, but even female members. You had mentioned breast cancer earlier. You know, some of the same genes we're now discovering actually can be involved in breast and prostate cancer, the BRCA genes. So, you know, it's very important to have a full family history profile and communicate that to your doctor to make sure that you're really being investigated in a personal way for anything that you might be at higher risk.
Yeah, know your family's history. So I mentioned this briefly at the top, but tell us more about the Health Below the Belt campaign and what are the goals for the campaign?
Yes. So this is a campaign by the Urology Care Foundation for National Men's Health Month, which is right now in June. And the goals are really to educate men on how they can take charge of their health at any age. So there's a lot of great resources for this on the Urology Care Foundation website, which is www.urologyhealth.org. There's materials about each of these individual conditions we talked about today, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, erectile dysfunction, and also some other interesting stuff like podcasts, talking to doctors about testosterone, and lots of great men's health content at urologyhealth.org.
Yeah, I mentioned what an internationally recognized expert you are. And when I think of urology and the things that we've been talking about and the seriousness and getting ahead of the curve on all of this, when it comes to actually treating urology-related conditions, whatever they are, what are some of the latest technologies that are out there? I'd be curious about that, and I'm sure the listeners would be too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've seen all kinds of technological updates in our field even over the course of my career. You know, there's robotic surgery has really taken a foothold where, you know, the surgery is done with the assistance of these robotic platforms. So that's been a major technological advance. And, you know, even on the patient side, we're seeing a lot of interesting new technology. We just had a big urology conference, an international meeting, and there was an entire session on apps and how patients can start using these to help with some symptoms. Like, for example, people who have urinary problems and need to go to the bathroom all the time, there's apps that can help you to find the nearest public restroom and a lot of other really helpful tools out there. So I think we're just going to be seeing more and more robotics, more mobile technology, and really also an explosion of social media and, you know, really useful information available to patients.
For you as a doctor who specializes in this, is it exciting to see that even apps, et cetera, and social media can come into play to help prevent the worst of the worst, that a man could actually contract prostate cancer and that you could prevent that through the use of some of the technology means you just mentioned?
I mean, I think it's amazing. You know, I think the potential of social media is really fantastic, you know, but there are some concerns too. We just did a big study that was published earlier this year showing spread of misinformation about mm-hmm. prostate cancer on YouTube. And so I think it is important to also have a cautionary note that, you know, with the explosion of available information and tools that are out there, that it really is important to make sure that you're using vetted resources. So, you know, something like the urologyhealth.org website that we discussed earlier, where they're trusted organizations who work with physician experts in the field to curate good content.
All right, so that's good to remember again, urologyhealth.org. Doc, your show, where can we hear you on Sirius XM Radio?
So I'm the host of the Men's Health Show. It is on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. It's on Doctor Radio, which is Sirius XM channel 110. It's 2 hours live radio, but we do have repeats throughout the week, and we do take callers. So if you are out there and you've been maybe embarrassed to talk about these issues, you know, we take calls or emails from anyone and would love to help out.
I love that. Dr. Stacey Loeb, thanks so much for enlightening us and joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary.
No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.